First off, from that reading of the gospel, I just have to go, oh. So on that idea of like, oh, how many of you guys remember the Etch-a-Sketches from when we were little with the little knobs and the thing? So those toys that made us happy, you had those two knobs and you could create pictures and mazes. And then if you weren't happy with the outcome, you could just shake it really good and start over again. Sometimes our lives and the paths that we are on or unsure of taking can resemble a drawing from an Etch-a-Sketch, where to others it seems unclear or even confusing to look at because there is no clear line in sight, connecting from where we're beginning to where we currently are. This confusion can also take place on each Sunday with the various lectionaries series given for us, which is the assigned readings for the week. It's like walking in med sketch and being more confused when what we need to do is to step back to see the trees within the forest. Sometimes we are so close to the problem or confusion that we experience when God is encouraging us to step back to view the entire picture, rather than the snippet that only adds to our discomfort or pain or the historical harm that has been done to others in the name of Christ. As we can hear, this topic is one I'm quite passionate about. For me, this stems from the abuse that has taken place by people not understanding the entire context of reading or the verse that they pull out to do harm to others, either intentionally or sometimes unintentionally. However, the damage has been done and the process needed for healing to take place. Moving us to the text for this week, it requires us to step back from the forest in front of us to see clearly what is being said and how we should interpret it. Moving us from the text for this week, it requires us to step back from the forest in front of us to see clearly what is being said and how we should interpret it. Holding closely our understanding of the Trinity that works around us, above us, below us, and within us. Examining how we feel or past experiences that is presented to us as young children or adults. To begin clearing the path in front of us that might be blurry or unclear, that we can start by diagnosing our way forward in relationship with the Lutheran understanding of God. Interweaving our understanding of love and grace and kindness and hope and joy that is set before us. Having awareness that sometimes the entangling or formation of the picture being sketched may no longer look what others need, and thus we need the perseverance. Our sketch for today starts by working off the context of last week's readings and interpretation, seeing it as a continuation of the theme to the overall theme of Luke's writings, which is God's purpose of bringing salvation to all. Seeing the line that connects to the larger Jewish world and making this message a source of controversy and uncertainty to those hearing it when Christ is talking. Looking at Christ's motivation, which was to strengthen the Christian movement, of the gift of salvation in the face of oppression by ensuring them that their interpretation and experiences are valid. For the audience gathered, it was to draw a new understanding of the redemptive person, purpose, and faithfulness of God, and calling them to be continued in their faithfulness and witness in God's salvation project, growing in momentum in and around them. Taking another step back, to quote the Grateful Dead, the focus then becomes one of concern with the practices that define and the criteria for legitimating the community of God's people and develop while centered on the invitation to participate in God's project. Luke's primary focus within his many letters written is centered on the triune God and the works happening within the formation of the body of believers. Christ attempts to reconstruct the view of God that is held by his followers in order that they might recognize God as their loving parent, who desires is to embrace them with his graciousness and connecting the Holy Spirit who is behind the realization of the divine plan and the power it brings to put into effect with all created and the will of God. Switching our focus to Luke's overall goal, the formation of what is happening within the selection begins to reconnect to the overall theme. We begin to understand that this community of beloveds are struggling with their own identity, casting light onto not only those who read the letters and heard them, but those who struggle to place their faith in Christ. Christ yearns for the coherence between God's ancient agenda and the ministry he brings to all created, which becomes critical. Knowing that the advent or birth of Jesus' arrival is deeply rooted in the ancient covenant, and his mission is fully congruent with God's intent. And we can begin with those ideas of the salvation and that gift to build a clearer picture to go from. Towards the end of this gospel message, the audience gathered lacked the capacity to correlate Jesus' exalted status as God's Messiah with the prospect and experience of his heinous suffering that will take place. This theme revealed also ties into the Hebrew reading that encourages us to look at the great cloud of witnesses who endured suffering that resulted from their faithfulness in God's work and ministry to the many tribes and the disciples, illuminating that by faith, great things can take place, and we have reassurance that we won't be abandoned if we fall short of what God is asking us to do. So what is God asking us of us? God is asking us to persevere throughout times of trial, confusion, disbelief, worry, anxiety, and the fears that bombard us within the ever-changing world that we live within. By faith, we are to keep our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Thus, our eyes are on the Holy Trinity that surrounds us. God is asking us, do our behaviors and actions embrace the graciousness of our beloved Creator and express open-handed mercy to others, especially those in need? The good news of all this is that Jesus is calling us to live as he lives, in contradiction to the competing forms that life happens in that honor and status in the world. And we are being called to examine our behaviors towards others. So shaking up our etch-a-sketch so our drawing becomes clear as it grows out of service in the kingdom of God. We are all called by faith to love our enemies, which is hard to swallow at times. Do good to those who hate you. Extend hospitality to those who cannot reciprocate, and give without expectation of return. So it is asking us to live in communion as a community of God's people, to put God's grace into practice among ourselves and towards the ever-widening circles. Our salvation embraces the totality of the embodied life, including its social, economic, and political concerns. Our sketching leads us to streams of living justice that flow down upon the earth, give freedoms, light to captives, let the poor have worth. Because we are being weaved together within our various gifts and our lives are being knit together as they are spun. Because God's justice and God's plan has been inscribed upon our hearts and the path before us is untried. But we know by faith that God has been crucified on our behalf, gifting us with the gift of salvation, of grace, of hope and joy, when we cannot see through the forest. So our prayer is that we hold on to that trust that we have within our salvation and our Savior as we go forward by faith.